When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with our Big Brother finale night interviews. We are going to be talking with the top three from Big Brother 23. That includes our winner, Xavier. We're going to be talking to him first, and we'll also be talking to America's favorite player, Tiffany. All of your texts to 97979. Paid off as Tiffany is America's player. We'll hear from her as well as Aza and Big D here tonight on the podcast. So excited for you to hear what we have in store. Taryn Armstrong will be with me for all of the exit interviews. We recorded these all in a row right after we got done with our Big Brother 23 of finale coverage. That is up at robinswebsite.com, as is Survivor Know-It-Alls. Earlier tonight, Stephen Fishback and I got into everything about Survivor. So we are locked and loaded on the Survivor season. Make sure you don't miss any of our coverage there. Subscribe to Rob as a podcast, robhasawebsite.com/subscribe. But in the meantime, we are going to bring in our first exit interview as we talk with the winner of Big Brother 23. Let's bring in our interview with Xavier. Hey, Xavier, what's going on? You're on with Rob Cesternino and Taryn Armstrong. Xavier, congratulations on the historic win tonight, becoming the first Black winner of U.S. Big Brother proper. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. A lot of days trapped in the house with a lot of personalities. And to come out on top is it's a great feeling. So a lot of hard work, but it all paid off.
Yes, Xavier. There was a big moment there with Kyland. Kyland definitely a big part of your game there. Talked a lot about how he was Goku, but maybe he was a little more Vegeta. I'm not sure. How did you feel about Kyland, and particularly the exit there that he took?
Kyland, I don't think I can ever downplay what Kyland meant not only to my game but to the cookout as a whole. I don't think the cookout is as successful as it is without Kyland. And I don't want to take that away from him. Regarding his exit, you know, Big Brother emotions get high. He thought he said something in a way that's different from how I perceived it. And, you know, we're two grown men. We'll have a conversation about it, see if we can come to an understanding and try to move forward in a positive way. I don't think Kyland's a bad person. And I don't think I don't want any ill will against him, you know, because he was a part of history, and as was I. And, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about Kyland. I wish him nothing but the best.
Did you have any interaction with him after the show got done with the taping from what we saw on the episode tonight?
Yeah, we just, you know, we embraced, and I was just like, look, we'll have a time to sit down and talk. You know, I'm 27, you're 30, we're two grown men. We can't sit down and just kind of have a cordial conversation. Then maybe we're not as mature as we thought we were.
And Xavier, also that we can't give you enough credit for the way that you handled that situation, and your poise in that moment was just incredible.
Thank you. It took some restraint, but you know, I also have to remember when I'm on the show, I'm representing my family, and I never want to disgrace the Prather name or any other of my family members. So you know, it took some restraint, but I'm proud of, you know, how I handled myself in that situation.
You're more poison I was.
it was a moment, but you know, that makes for good TV. That's what Big Brother's about.
Well, you just won the game, Xavier, 9-0. I know you're a fan of the show. How excited are, I know you tend to be a more reserved, person. But are you like jumping on the inside right now?
Oh, I'm a little schoolgirl. I'm giddy AF, but I can't show that. I gotta be calm. I gotta be cool. I've been that way all season. I can't switch up now that, you know, all of a sudden I got a little more money in my pocket, you know, can't switch up now.
A little bit.
But, yeah, a little bit, but, yeah, it's an amazing feeling. You know, this has been a life changing experience. And honestly, today was one of the best days of my life that I'll remember forever.
Yeah.
So it's a great feeling.
Xavier, could you just take us through the last couple of days with watching the fallout between Azza and Big D as Azza made the shift to decide that she wanted to take you to the final two? Had she won that final three HOH tonight?
Yeah, that was kind of a classic, you know, sit back and eat your popcorn. But Big D just kind of keep talking. I was like, you know what? You probably shouldn't. And I tried to give him some help. I was like, hey, you might not want to say certain things to her. And then he would go and do it. And I was just, I tried to help you. I was just planning on going into the final three, hoping to win, you know, part one and part three, regardless of who else was there besides Big D and myself. But, you know, if he was going to talk and Azza wanted to take me, if she won, okay. That's how I viewed it. I was just like, you know what? I'll let y'all talk. It works out in my favor. Cool. And I'm just going to sit back and prepare for this competition.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk, usually between you and Big D, about like the different contributions of the cookout members. How much of that was like genuine feeling, and how much of it was just kind of like game for Big D's sake?
I would say a good chunk of the conversation was it was genuine and game. I'd say it was probably 50-50. Big D's my boy. I know Big D likes to talk, so I'm gonna let him talk his talk. You know, if he feels like, I never want to undermine Big D's game, because I do think he played a big role in the cookout making it to the final six. He didn't necessarily win competitions, but his social game I felt was strong. And I would never take away from any member of the cookout's game, just because without them, you know, we don't make it to the final six. So, you know, I'm going to let him talk his talk. Do I agree with all of it? Not necessarily, but I'm going to just let him say what he's got to say sometimes. You know, that's my boy.
Xavier, you were very upset when the Tiffany went for the HOH the second time in a row. Were you concerned that you felt like that maybe she was going to betray the cookout there in that spot?
No, I felt Tiffany was 10 toes down with the cookout. I knew that it would put us in a pickle in the event that Alyssa won the veto, which she did. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that was going to put the cookout in a difficult position to potentially expose the cookout preemptively or sooner than we would have liked. So that was my only kind of like rationale behind why it frustrated me, is like, now you're putting the cookout in jeopardy. And throughout the season, I never wanted anyone's own self-interest to come before the cookout, because the cookout meant something so much bigger than the game. So that, I would say that was part of why it frustrated me the most. But, you know, luckily it all worked out and Tiffany's now a Big Brother legend. You know, she won two HOAs back to back. I don't know if anyone outside of like Final Four and Final HOH can say that. So, you know, she's a legend.
Would you have used that veto on Alyssa if you had won it?
I would have thought about it hard. I think it would have came down to, do I really feel like dealing with that backlash from Tiffany? Did the thought cross my mind? Yeah, it definitely did. I was like, ooh, I could be naughty. But, you know, team game, or at least kind of. In this instance, it was a team game. So I think I probably would have just used it on myself or something. But yeah, this thought definitely crossed my mind.
It seemed like prior to that week, you were planning to go to the end with Hannah and Tiffany. What was that, the moment that you sort of like changed your mind on that?
Well, I knew I had a good relationship with both Hannah and Tiffany. I still had my final two and Big D in the back of my mind and any deal that I made after that deal on day one. But I knew Hannah and Tiffany would be good allies to have to potentially come to at least the final four with Big D and myself. But after that, you know, I kind of reevaluated, you know, Tiffany's gameplay. I think it was brilliant, but I also see that, okay, she may take me out if she gets the chance. So it might be in my best interest once we reach final six and Big D's best interest to, you know, try to get, take her out. You know, she was a big threat. And I think that's just a testament to how well she played the game.
Xavier, from your perspective, was the final two with Kylan real in terms of something that you wanted to do? From your perspective, obviously, you would go to the final two if he took you.
If he won the final H and was going to take me, obviously that's great because then it still gives me an opportunity to present my case to the jury. But if I won and Big D was sitting there, I was going to honor my agreement with Big D. It's nothing against Kylan. And truly, from a competitor standpoint, I love the whole idea of, you know, doing a Batman, Superman, duke it out at the end. Like, there's part of that that just feels like thrilling. But, you know, Big D came to me day one and was like, hey, I'm putting all my eggs in this basket. I'm riding with you. And, you know, he never wavered from that. And I didn't want to either. So it was nothing against Kylan. I enjoyed the gentleman, but it wasn't going to come before the Black Ops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you think the game, or how would you have played the game at least? How would you have sort of operated in the game if the cookout had not existed?
I truly think I would have played a similar game. I don't know if I would have thrown as many competitions in the jury phase. I definitely probably would have thrown some competitions pre-jury. I just don't think it would have benefited me to have such a competitive threat on my back so early on. I mean, we saw how that worked out for my boy Christian. But yeah, I think I probably still would have thrown a couple of competitions early on, tried to win a little more post-jury. But I think certain aspects of my game, especially after it got down to the final six, I would have played similarly. You know, see if people are bringing me deals and someone brings you a deal in the Big Brother house, you don't say no. Mm-hmm. So, you know, try to still maintain a good position for my social game. And then from a competitive standpoint, win when I need to. And I feel like I, you know, displayed that this season.
Xavier, I know you had a run. So I want to say just congratulations again. Biggest cash prize in Big Brother history. Must be nice. Unanimous win. Congratulations on everything you accomplished this summer on Big Brother.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your guys' time, and I hope you guys have a good night.
All right. Take care, Xavier. Bye.
Take it easy.
Tiffany, you're here with Rob Sestrino and Taryn Armstrong. Tiffany, congratulations.
Thank you.
Incredible job. That so many people are so happy tonight to see you as America's favorite player. The tweets all week, vote for Tiffany 97979. That this meant so much to so many people to see you recognized in this way, Tiffany.
Oh, that like gives me goosebumps. I am just so excited. I had no idea.
And I hope, you know, at least for me, as somebody that watches the game, you know, for the strategy a lot as well, you are not just America's favorite player. You are also recognized as the strategic force in the game throughout the season. I mean, you were such a pleasure to watch all season long.
Thank you. I loved it. I loved every minute of it until they kicked me out. But
yeah, you had such overwhelming popularity. So many people enjoyed watching you play. And it was such a blow when that at the final six, you know, we waited all season long to get down to the six and then to see you taken out when you were the person that had the plan. How big of a betrayal was that for you to have it go down that way?
I would have expected them to want me out, but not Kylan. I thought Kylan could tell that him, myself, and Chata were on the bottom, that we only had each other. But he seemed to believe, him and his ego, that he was going to have this superhero battle with Xavier, and Xavier just wanted to win the money. So if Xavier would have won, I expected Xavier, Big D, or even Aza to put me on the block, but not Kylan. So, you know, I felt like he was making a mistake.
Yeah, no, that was the frustrating part for us, was watching Kylan say that he wanted to, you know, go against the best, and essentially he was willing to lose the game to go against the best. So you didn't even pick the best. What are you doing?
Make sure you tell him.
Oh, I think plenty of people are going to tell him. Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, going back to your game, it was, you know, it's day 22. You wake up with the master plan. And, you know, prior to that, it really felt like You know, the sky was the limit for your game. You had so many different options. You decided to go with the cookout and try to get them all to the final six. It was a mission that was close to your heart to ensure that that a black winner of the game was crowned for the first time here on Big Brother US. You know, it also seemed like you recognized maybe wasn't the optimal path for you individually, unfortunately. How much of that was on your mind when you made that decision?
All of it. I knew that I had people who would be loyal to me. I knew that Claire and I, even Derek, I knew that we could ride out our loyalty all the way to the end. I knew that they would never turn on me, but I also knew that I had the cookout who I was dedicated to that had was expecting all of us to stick together. And in that moment, before I had figured out this master plan, I was struggling. I was ready to say, I don't even know what can happen with the cookout. But when I figured out the master plan, I felt in my heart it was the right thing to do. It was the right way to go. And I knew and I accepted then that I may not make it to final two and I may not win this game, but I may have come here for a greater purpose and I have to make this contribution and I will be happier for what I am able to achieve in this mission than just winning the money.
And honestly, I have so much respect for you and the mission that you had. And the conversation that you had with Claire was so like heartbreaking, but inspiring. The both of you are just such strong women, and the understanding that she had and the strength that you had, it was a roller coaster watching your game, but
living it.
There's just so much to be proud of, I think. And you really are like, I think, you know, the driving force for the cookout success here. So, you know, congratulations for that.
Tiffany, now that the cookout has accomplished its mission, do you want to set your sights to coming back to the Big Brother house and playing the individual game that we think that you could win?
Yeah, they've got to put some other 22-year-olds in there with me, right? And
there's plenty of years, you know. Mm-hmm. Get you back when you're 25,
right? Some all-stars that are just as much of a threat as me. I don't want to be on the block week one. Mm-hmm. It would ultimately be fun just to see what I would be able to do. I was ready to play this game week one. I don't know if you guys remember, but I threw that rogue vote for Alyssa.
Yeah.
Week one, I was ready to roll with Frenchie until Frenchie started telling people he knew who threw the rogue vote. He gotta go. Get this dude out of here. But I was always ready to play. I almost flipped my own master plan. So who knows what I would do? I'm like evil dick.
Tell me about Sarah Beth, because you had...
Yeah, what was it that you said about her?
Yeah, a lot of things to say about her.
Poor SB. You know what? I'm from Detroit, and we don't have anybody that sweet in Detroit. Sarah Beth comes in. She's got this sweet little voice and she's so Southern. And I was like, I believe this girl. This girl is lying. She don't have no girlfriend. She ain't sweet. She ain't no voice actress. I wasn't believing nothing. And so it's just in the house when someone is hiding something, you come up with all kind of conspiracies what else they can be hiding because you just don't know. And so because Kylan was my final two and she seemed to like have him wrapped around her finger, I was like, hey, this girl gotta go. But then I get to the jury house and oh my gosh, she is sweet, y'all. Mm-hmm. Sarah Beth is sweet as pumpkin pie. Like she is just a sweetheart and I love her. And I really had to apologize to her. Like, now listen, when you get out, you see all the stuff I said. I didn't know. Yeah. I really didn't know. And it was a game. Don't even watch the season back. None of that stuff is important.
Tiffany, when you were in the jury house, what did you learn from Kylan about the confrontation with him and Xavier when on his way out? Did you learn anything about that?
No, Kylan is very much egotistical. When he wants to be right about something, he just will be right about it in his mind. For some odd reason, he feels that he was misheard and that his comments were appropriate. They were just taken out of context, or if there was a miscommunication. You know, I was the first member of the cookout to leave. And had I left like that, they would have had everything in the world to say about me. I left with style and grace. Kylan should have bowed out and left the same. That could have been a conversation he could have had with Xavier at a different time. You are already voted out. I don't like that he left like that. I know he sees nothing wrong with the way he left, but it was really unnecessary to me. I didn't learn anything from Kylan except Kylan said Xavier didn't hear him right.
Yeah.
You'll watch the clips. Yeah.
Yeah. He talked about like, oh, we watched it back. Okay. Tell me about Shada, because you really grew a lot closer to her throughout the game as time went on. She was your ideal final two, I know. What was her sort of response to getting voted out and everything, and like what's the current status of that relationship?
Chada is and will always be my baby sis. If you see my family, Chada looks like she belongs in my family. I looked at her from day one and was like, oh my God, this is my sister. And I just have so much respect for the young woman that she is. I knew that girl was no fashion student, no fashion, nothing. She wore a hoodie or a flannel every single day. Nothing wrong with flannel, gentlemen. I see you over here. Yeah. But I'm just talking about Chada. I did feel bad leaving once I got to the jury house. Even before I saw her, I realized, like, I never said take care of Chada, but I did not think Chada was in danger. I thought that Xavier would take care of Chada or Kylan would take care of Chada. But when she followed me out, I was like, oh my God. Like, I knew I did not know what... I knew the guys had something, but I was like, oh my God, did I put her in this position? But I don't think that anything I could have done or would have done any differently would have helped her. It was either going to be her or I. We were interchangeable at that point. But I still love her. I still respect her. When Kylan sent me out, when he put both of us up on the block, the only two allies he really had, We didn't have a chance anyway. We would have only made it if Kylan would have chosen to keep the final three deal that we had. But he still doesn't realize that. Maybe he'll watch it back. But I hope he heard Xavier when Xavier said tonight that him and Derek X had a duo day one, because Kylan just really believed that Xavier was taking him. And I always knew Xavier wasn't taking him nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what was your response when Kylan said that Hannah and Big D had played equivalent
games? I wanted to throw his behind off the stage. I was like, what? You comparing Chada to Big D? And I mean, I don't like to discredit anyone, but we do know Chada was, if I was master, she was mine. Chada and I sat up there and I came up with the master plan. That girl came up to me and said, Tiff, I worked out 60 different scenarios of how this can go based on how we need to evict people out of this house. 60? I came up with 5. Chada, I love the way she thinks. I didn't even have to show her the chess pieces. I spoke it to her. She visualized it. She knew exactly what I meant. She was always on top of her game. There is so much respect that deserves to go to her. She broke the high roller room. I was like, hey, we need to play the high roller room, but Chada's going to come tell you why. Chada, your turn. For him to give her the same level of respect and the contribution to the cookout and in this game as Derek, just really what he should have admitted is what we all know is true. You couldn't control her. Like, you couldn't control me. You couldn't control me. She was the next person you could not control, but you had, or you thought you had, all of the control over Derek. And that is why you chose to keep him. But he, as a man, can't sit on the stage in front of America and say that, but I can.
Tiffany, yep. I know you got to run. thank you so much for making time for us. Thank you for all of you gave us so much to talk about and enjoy this summer. So on behalf of both of us and so many of the fans out there, just thank you for everything you brought to this season.
Thank you for having me.
And I would love to chat longer with you about your entire game.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Yeah. I have nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to have a lot to do. Yeah. Tiffany, thank you so much. All the best and congratulations again.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rob, you look good. You're so damn handsome, man.
Big D. Woo! Big D. We haven't even introduced you yet. Yes. Derek Frazier, the runner-up for Big Brother 23. You're here with Rob Cesternino and Taryn Armstrong.
Hi, Derek. How are you?
Hello. Big D, how are you doing?
You know what? I'm gay and blessed. I'm doing great. Listen, runner up, you know, first black runner up of BB23. I'm A-OK. I'm doing great because you know what? I'm living my dream. And that's just what I like to do best. Talk and use this mouth. So I am very happy right now.
So did you think that you had a shot to win the game tonight?
Now, Rob, the sky is blue, right?
Yes, most days.
Then no. I did not think at all I had a shot. That jury was so bitter. They were so mad that I slept and napped and joked and entertained them and voted them all out. They were very upset to see me there. They're like, man, he just carried him. But the sad part is that, you know, because I never voiced the things I did in my goodbye messages, or, you know, I didn't get a chance to go to jury and explain, you know, people probably got in people's ear and just said, you know, Big D didn't really do nothing. Xavier just, you know, just carried him along. But that's not the case. If you watch it, and I'm hoping it's portrayed that way, I don't know. You know, you guys are watching. You have to tell me. I did a lot of scheming and manipulating and putting things in place and telling people things and lying to their face and doing a lot of social moves. And also why Xavier was doing a lot of competitive moves. And we worked together. That's why I said me and Xavier kind of were like the black. I would say we were the black version of Cody and Enzo, to be honest. And we did a lot of work. But yeah, I knew going into that Xavier deserved it. I'm not mad. I love that man like a brother. We made a deal on day one and we got here together. So I knew I wasn't getting one vote. And that was OK. But I damn sure was going to open my mouth and speak my mind and let them know what it was. You know,
you definitely did that. Yeah.
Yes. When was it that you felt like you couldn't beat him? Because I do remember Tiffany tried telling you like a few weeks back that she thought you wouldn't be able to beat him, but you didn't seem to believe her at the time.
You know, Miss Twinkle Toes. I'm sorry, Tippy Toes, as she calls herself. you know, I knew once Xavier won his second HOH, I knew there was no way for me to beat him because this jury was a good group of people that were based on competitors, you know, very big competitors, you know, and I felt like for me, I wasn't a competitor, but I went for every game and worked my hardest to win no matter what. I never had to throw a competition where Xavier was throwing competitions. And even also competitions where we didn't need him to throw. He could have won. And I knew, you know, right there and then when he won that second one, I had no chance. But you have to understand, I already signed up knowing that, you know, if Xavier is still here, I ain't going to win against this man. And that's okay for me as long as we stick to our ideal because I helped him get here and he helped me and he helped me get here. So I felt like, you know what? I'm okay. I just want to make sure I beat out all these other people because I know I deserve to be here more than them. So let me vote them out. And I told them to their face, I said, I'm a threat. Send me home. Everybody laughed. Oh, Big D, you're so funny. I entertained, I joked and still sent them home and told them, I'm sending you home. And no one, you know, no one owed me anything. I came in that game saying, I don't owe nobody nothing. Nobody owes me anything. And they did exactly what I wanted them to do. So at the end of the day, I didn't get a chance to really sell to the jury because I had people of the cookout that probably already got in their ears, you know, because they were jealous. and that's okay, you know.
Big D, what do you think about the vote for America's favorite player tonight?
Oh, God. I was shocked. I was very shocked. You know, I thought I was going to get it. Mm-hmm. but obviously, I think I probably did something wrong. Maybe towards the end, you know, maybe I started out strong. Because remember, I was getting a lot of BB bucks.
You got that money.
Yeah.
BB bucks.
Yeah. So for I Derek. Don't know where, yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe I messed up with maybe my tiffs with Aza. And, you know, America probably loves Asa. And I probably, because mm-hmm. Asa always tells me to tell her the truth, but then when I tell her the truth, she wants to play victim and be all sad and then, you know, try to snap back. And I'm like, girl, I'm just giving you the facts and how I felt. I probably turned into a villain. And, you know, that's okay. You know, it wasn't meant to be. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Tiffany was a part of the cookout. And if you look at it, I'm big happy part. That she... a big part of the cookout. And I'm happy that she got something because I know as a single mom, like I said, I told everybody the reasons I was fighting for my mother, single parents, mm-hmm. you know, I'm happy that she got something. And for me, that's A-okay. And me and Tiffany, we ended our debt. You know, we've been through a lot this season. I have every respect for her. But at the end of the day, it is a show. And what was in the house is whatever was presented in front of me is what I exuded out because that's what was presented in front of me. But yeah, you know, like I said, I was a little hurt. I was like, oh, America don't love me. That means I'm gonna have a lot of questions to answer then because I must have did something wrong. I thought I was doing so good by entertaining and having fun, but I guess they don't like me with my jokes. So yeah, I knew right there and then as soon as she got it, I go, ooh, I did something wrong. Because everyone swear I was going to get it. Keep in mind, Miss Aza thought I was going to get it. She was going to send me home because mm-hmm. she said, you won't get America's favorite house guest. And look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, tell me a bit more about your relationship with Aza because you two were very close throughout the season. But by the end of the season, she really seemed to feel sort of disrespected by you in a lot of different ways. And you two really got into it here in this last week to the point where she did decide she didn't want to take you to the end. How are you feeling about that right now?
You know, at this point, listen, Miss Aza, and that's why I call her Miss Aza at this point, because I want to make sure I'm respectful as much as possible, because she's not Aza to me anymore, and she's Miss Aza. Miss Aza, to me, I feel as though we started out so strong. I, you know, protected that girl. I was there for her emotionally. I was there for her all the time. Told her about plans. Told her who to talk to. You know, I did a lot, and like I said, I don't know how the season was portrayed and I won't know until I sit down and watch it. Mm-hmm. And then I can sit there and be like, all right, no, this is what happened. They edit this out or this is what happened and X, Y, and Z. But I felt as though she would ask me to tell her the truth. I would tell her my opinion. Now, keep in mind, other people in the cookout also had that same opinion. Kylan said it before. Xavier said it before. So for me, it felt like I wasn't going to throw other people underneath the bus. But because she's my friend, I should feel like I can tell you how I feel. And if you don't like it, then you don't like it. Because there's going to be things that you say that I don't like. And we should have an understanding as a friendship. But I felt like if my words, my actions were louder than my words, I kept her, I protected her. I always made sure she was good. You know, I never made a deal with her. And I still made sure she got far in the game. I said, hey, make sure you, you know, make that deal with Kylan. I already talked to him. Everything's good. We're going to work it out. Girl, I got you. You're going to make it to Final Four. Hey, make that deal with Xavier. Me and Xavier have a Final Two, but you could jump in too. Let's do it. You know, there's so many doors and avenues that I was opening. And I felt like when she told me she was not going to take me, to me, it was like, you know, I will say this. All the crying I put on, fake. That was not real. I will say that.
Oh.
It was just a gameplay move because I'm like, oh, maybe I can get to her by crying because that's the only way I feel like I can get her attention. Because there's no way I can compete with a man cuddling with her all the time for the last week. So I was like, girl, what's going on? Because you just got to me about to pick a man over you. And now you're doing the same thing to me because you're saying it's a personal. So for me, if you're saying it's personal, I'm going to take it personal because I have not done anything to you where your game was in jeopardy. I kept you, I protected you and everything. And now when my back is against the corner, you're going to tell me that you can't keep me. Like, girl, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Yeah. Big D, that we have so many more questions for you, but we're running out of time. Yes. I noticed you have a ring on. Did you get the ring back from Kylan?
Kylan did give me my ring. You know, he did give me my ring when I walked out the door, but he did have it. So that proves I was not lying about that. That man took my ring. And you know what? I appreciate him giving it back to me, but you know, that wasn't cool on my part.
Yeah. Big D, we know you got to run. Thanks for making some time for us.
Thank you so much. All
the best. Okay.
Thank you guys. And thank you so much for all your support and good luck on everything. Okay.
Thank you, Big D.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Azza, you're here with Rob Sesternino and Taryn Armstrong. Congratulations on your season.
Thank you. Hi guys. I definitely listened to you guys' podcast. So I'm a fan.
You
nice
did,
to meet
Azza, you did?
I do, yes. No, RHAP, yes.
Yes, Azza. Oh, yes. This is incredible.
So nice to meet you guys.
Very nice to meet you as well. And Azza, how are you feeling after your entire summer in the Big Brother house? And now you're free.
Yes, now I'm free. Well, I haven't talked to my parents yet, so not exactly free yet, but... you know, I think there definitely still is a little bit of disappointment. I definitely wanted to be in those final two chairs. But I am very proud of my performance. I put my all into this game. I did my best. And to walk away at final three is an incredible accomplishment, especially amongst this crazy, smart, awesome, pretty dope cast.
Yeah, you played a game. You know, you talked about how you went into the game feeling like you were going to maybe play one way. And then you kind of learned about yourself that really just wasn't in the cards for you. Can you elaborate a little bit on that and like how you ended up deciding to play the game?
Yeah. So I came in literally wanting to grab the men by the balls. I came in with a female alliance called the Kingslayers. I was definitely going to go against any of the dominant males that were trying to go to the end. Started that alliance, also doing the cookout, but had my own vision in mind of how I wanted to play this game. And honestly, didn't have a problem with, you know, manipulating when needed be as well, too. But the turning point for me was week two, when Brittany was accused of starting a female alliance and put on the block by a member of the cookout, someone in my alliance. And the immense guilt that I felt of somebody else being put on the block when I had started an alliance, it hit me the complete wrong way. And I knew that time I had to adjust my gameplay and evolved into a more transparent gameplay and just decided to remain loyal to the cookout. I didn't know that me being transparent in my gameplay would end up evolving into strategy, but it's what helped me set up genuine relationships with everyone in the house. It's what helped me escape being on a block every single week until Final Four. And it really helped just from that moment in week two. So it was a turning point that I think honestly got me to the final three.
Azza, we'd love to hear you talk a little bit about the decision that you didn't have to make tonight, but that we presume that you would have made to take Xavier to the end over Big D. Can you just talk us through your thought process with that?
Sure. So honestly, if you had asked me all summer, that was my plan. I knew about the final two that Big D had with Xavier. And when looking from week seven and seeing, okay, when we get to six, where's my position? And am I going to be in or am I going to be out? I felt my best bet at winning was latching on, getting to final three, winning that HOH and taking Big D. As the weeks evolved and went along, and we got to final three, it's very weird that you, with all the time you have in a house, you just start to ponder and you start to think, this is such an important season. It's a season that makes history, not just in Big Brother history, but actual historical history with the African-American winner being crowned. And I had to really take a deep look at myself and ask myself, did I feel that Xavier deserved third place? And I, at the bottom of my heart, I didn't. And I tried to fight against it. I tried to pray about it. I tried to figure out another way, but I just knew in my heart that I didn't feel that was deserved. I didn't feel like he should be third. And for that reason, being that I was the only person in final three that did not have a final two with anyone, I had to be honest and let Big D know. But I also let Xavier know that he should honor his deal with Big D. And I don't want to make any type of deal that would get in the way of that. I knew if it was meant for me to win, and if then I would win that HOH and people would vote me as the winner. But even with it being such a large amount of money, I wanted to know 10, 15, 20 years from now, if I look back, would I feel comfortable with the decision that I made? Did I just go for, you know, the win, or am I going to play with my heart like I've played this entire time?
Yeah, it was definitely it was a tough week, I think, to watch, you know, a lot because of the conversations that Big D was having with you. I don't know if they sat right with a lot of people the way that he talked to you. I think that there were a lot of people that were rooting for you. In fact, we did a poll this week, and the majority of people were hoping that you would take that HOH and cut Xavier and win the game. But at the same time, I think there was at least some level of understanding that, like, you know, if Big D was talking to me like that, I don't know if I would be able to take him to the end either. It was definitely, I mean, it's a situation where, I will say, at least on my part, like, I wish that you would have cut Xavier and taken the win if you had the opportunity, but I do understand and respect that, you know, you came in and you wanted to play the way that you wanted to play. And, I hope that the fans out there can understand and respect that as well.
Thank you. I do hope so too. I mean, there was a lot of decisions rolling in my head in a moment. I was like, okay, are people thinking that I'm just like chasing after some guy, you know, are people thinking that, you know, oh, I just had a little tip with Big D and it's a petty thing. There's a lot of time you have to think in that house. And, I literally labored for like 3-4 days and really, I tried to run away from that decision and it was just right there. I have to say, I stand by that. And I wanted to make sure that whatever decision I made, I was still not impeding on any, type of, as one that always respected deals in this game, I wasn't impeding on a deal that was made too, because in the conversations that we had, once I won that part two HOH, Xavier was considering bringing me and, you know, felt that he said, you know, I feel that the person won part one and part two should be at the final two. And I feel like you've earned your spot there. But it didn't feel right for me to try to get in the middle of that and, you know, of a deal that had been made that I had known coming in and signed a part of.
Azza, where does your friendship with Big D stand now?
So I have said this while, you know, we had our differences inside the house. As you probably have seen this season, I've had differences with other members in the cookout as well, too. Everything that's in that house is game. Everything outside this house,
Big D's still my best friend, still someone I love, still adore him. At the times when he did make those comments, you know, at first I said, you know, I respect your opinion, but then I stood up for myself and I knew what my worth was. And I knew that I felt I deserved my spot as to where I am. So the way that this house is, with the perceptions and things and you people not knowing what other people might have done, it's very easy to develop skewed opinions on people and their gameplay. So I'll give grace in terms of that. But I know my worth. I myself had insecurities in my gameplay in the beginning, but I think I definitely deserved where I'm at. I definitely deserved that shot for the final HOH. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of everything that I did to get here.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the final five HOH that you won? You decided to take the shot at Hannah. Now, I know that this was because, you know, you had your final three with Xavier and Big D and you had made that deal with Kyland. But did you feel like, because you seemed surprised when Kyland used the veto on Xavier. If you had known that Xavier and Kyland were working together at that point, would you have made the same decision or would you have decided to change it up?
If I had known prior, I would have been okay. I would have still made that decision up until that step. That was the one time that Xavier wasn't transparent with me. At the six, literally pretty much everybody was quote unquote working together. Everyone had a vision in their mind that, okay, I'm going to do this. Hannah felt that she was working with Big D and X, you know, a lot of people felt that at the time. Where I was upset was that, I was upset that Kylan used it because I told him specifically not to use it. And I was upset with Xavier because while I can understand gameplay, because I was transparent with him and I was essentially working with Kylan too, in not touching him until four. I think he just should have told me. He, you know, apologized and everything like that after. And, at least I felt, I don't know how the fans saw it, but, you know, in final four, you know, got Kylan out and pushed to get Kylan out. So, you know, I was upset in the moment, but we talked about it after the HOH and I'm at peace with that.
Okay. Azza, I know you got to run. Thank you for making time to talk to us here on Finale Night. Really appreciated it. And congratulations on everything that you and the Cookout accomplished this season. And all the best to you outside of the house.
Thank you, guys. Love your podcast.
Okay, Azza, talk to you soon, okay?
All right, talk to you soon.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. Our exit interviews with the final three and America's favorite player here on Rob Has a Podcast. Again, thanks to Taryn for an incredible job, not only all season long, but also on the recap of the finale and, of course, on the exit interviews here tonight. So thank you so much for checking out this coverage of the podcast. We still have some more Big Brother coverage to do. Taryn is going to have another edition of the roundtable coming up, I believe, on Tuesday night in its regular spot. Maybe we'll have some postseason sloppiness as well, as there might be some postseason shenanigans to talk about. Of course, that's always a highlight of the Big Brother season for me. And of course, we are well underway into our Survivor season with all the Survivor coverage here on Rob Has a Podcast. The start of a new month. Great time to jump in and get all of our Survivor coverage on our Patreon. We have a brand new patron Q&A on Monday nights that you can hop in. If you enjoyed the Big Brother Q&A that Taryn and I did on Patreon, I think you'll really enjoy the Survivor Q&A. That's at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Thank you for all your support here during this Big Brother season and hope you enjoy everything else we have going on here on Rob Has a Podcast. Thank you so much. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.